America Weekend. My buddy Whitey was a Met.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Ah, springtime. When a man's thoughts turn to Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky.
In 1973, the American League instituted the designated hitter, hoping it would boost offense and, as a result, attendance. It did boost the offense, but it did not bring significantly more folks to the ballpark. And for 40-plus years since, baseball has operated with the National League playing with nine players, or as I call it, real baseball, while the American League runs with 10. Now, recently, some pitchers, most notably Adam Wainwright of the Cardinals, have suffered injuries while batting or running the bases. Max Scherzer, who signed a $200-plus million contract to switch from the American to the National League last winter, commented that fans would rather see a power-hitting DH like David Ortiz at the plate than he. While that's true, good-hitting pitchers like the Giants' Madison Bumgarner take great pride in their ability to help their teams at the plate. In the wake of those injuries, there have been calls for the NL to adopt the DH. And while I agree it's time for baseball to operate under one set of rules, I say it's the AL that should change back to real baseball and pitchers should hit. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Are you into these health apps? You know what I'm talking about. These things you load onto your phone and they'll tell you everything you need to know about you whenever you want, even if you don't want to know it. They'll monitor this and it'll monitor that and it'll diagnose things that you never even heard of. Could your favorite health apps actually be harming you? Health-focused apps are on the rise. Smartphone owners turning to such apps to help them improve their health or maintain their fitness or diet have no shortage of choices. But Natasha Singer reports for the New York Times that according to a study published in the BMJ, a British medical journal, health apps won't necessarily do users much good if they're already healthy. In fact, the article questions not only whether health apps provide any real value to users who are already well, but also investigates whether they could even harm such users by creating unneeded anxiety. The paper titled, Can Healthy People Benefit from Health Apps? Juxtaposes the arguments of two doctors, Elifat Hussein and Des Spence, who argue for and against health apps respectively. They agree that there's no real evidence, at least so far, of health apps causing harm to their users, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they offer users any real value either. Hussein, who is the editor-in-chief of iMedicalApps.com, an online publication on mobile medical technology and healthcare apps, contends that health apps do offer health benefits, even for patients who are relatively healthy. Health apps can deliver education and help users with behavior change techniques, and research has shown that mobile-based weight loss programs, for example, are effective, really. And while Hussein notes that there's no evidence so far that fitness wearables, like those offered by Fitbit and Jawbone, improve outcomes or exercise compliance, he also argues that there is no evidence that they cause any harm, so why don't we use them? Are they untested and are they invalidated? An array of newly available apps and devices can track metrics like heart rate variability, skin temperature, sweat production, and more. However, Hussein acknowledges just because mobile technology allows us to track these metrics better doesn't mean that we should. Many such apps are untested or invalidated, or they make claims incompatible with best medical advice. For example, pediatric societies do not recommend mobile baby monitors to protect healthy children from sudden infant death syndrome, yet the industry actually sells and markets such apps. Additionally, neither Apple nor Google nor the FDA will strictly regulate the apps offered in app stores or guide consumers that lack a base of evidence. It's like a certain doctor always being seen somewhere talking about the latest wonder cure. Oh, we're going to cure that foot fungus by eating rutabagas and buying a lot of them directly from me. The FDA will regulate only the apps that turn smartphones into medical devices or accessories to existing medical devices or apps that pose a direct health threat to users if they malfunction. Really? That leaves thousands of apps unregulated. You know, I've seen this with a lot of people. What do they do now when they don't feel good? They go to Google. Let me Google my symptoms and oh my God, I have that. Oh no, I have 2 weeks to live. You know, and people panic and there is so much garbage on the internet. You know that. I know that. Anybody can pose to be Dr. Whomever. Oh, well, you know, if your Ratzenfratzen is not feeling that well, it's because you have Ratzenfratzenitis. And you better get to an emergency room in the next 6 minutes or there will be dire consequences. You know that kind of stuff is out there. And these apps, a lot of them prey upon people who have that not only curiosity, but fear of, and they want to know. A lot of people just want to hear bad things or they're in search of answers, and the answers they get aren't informed, and a lot of times they're wrong. Hussein still thinks that waiting for scientific studies to validate the benefits of apps is the wrong approach. If we wait for scientific studies to prove the benefit of apps, we're going to get left behind not only by our patients who are already using them, but also by the industry dictating which tools people should use. He instead recommends that doctors educate their patients on which metrics to track and which apps to use. How about just going to the doctor and letting him or her do the work? Because he believes that health apps can help people to correlate personal decisions with health outcomes, and they can help doctors to hold patients accountable for their behavior. Wow. And their low cost and availability means they have the potential to benefit broad demographics. This is very weird. Well, you know, this is quite a slippery slope when you start engaging the patient to start to monitor themselves and provide the necessary information based on some app. How about letting the doctors do their jobs? Why is it up to me to help the doctor diagnose how I feel? If you think there's an issue with my blood pressure, stick a blood pressure monitor on me for a day. And that's actually happened to me. I don't want to have to be a slave to looking at some app on my phone that I downloaded from the Play Store. The next part, unhealthy, health obsessed. Des Spence, a general practitioner in Glasgow, counters by arguing that while health apps are mostly harmless, they are also likely useless. He contends that health and fitness have become the new social currency, spawning what he terms a worried well generation. Health bling is everywhere. Things like Lycra, t-shirts from exotic charity half marathons, the chatter of personal trainers and training programs, and bikes that cost more than cars. Even food is no longer to be enjoyed. It has become a pharmacopoeia of blended pulses, green leaves, and nuts. Now, in many ways, this is a great improvement on the drinking, smoking, corned beef, eating generation that came before it, but our technologically advanced society is avoidant, fearful, insecure, and worried about anything and everything. We have an unhealthy, health-obsessed generation who will seize on these new health apps and devices. Spence argues that diagnoses are properly made with readings taken in symptomatic, high-risk individuals by doctors who can accurately interpret results, not by young, asymptomatic, middle-class neurotics continuously monitoring their vital signs while they sleep. Amen. Spence writes that apps and health tracking devices open the door to uncertainty and anxiety, and he thinks that doctors should think twice before implementing new technology that encourages users to buy into the reductionist and simplistic view of the body as a simple machine. Humanity is wasting its time on monitoring life rather than getting on and living it. Wearable technology and medical apps? No thanks, I'll take my chances. Again, that's according to Des Spence, who actually brought a great deal of realism and common sense to the conversation. We are, as a society, okay, we're curious, we're worried, we're concerned. I know, you see something on you, you feel something, you're worried, you think something is wrong. But rather than going to Google, or rather than going to some app that's going to self-diagnose for you because you downloaded it from the Play Store 2 weeks ago, go to the doctor. Here's the thing. There are people, okay, that are too afraid to go to the doctor to find out the actual truth. So they will go online because they feel, oh, I don't want to go and really hear what's going on. Let me just find out here what's going on. And if it's, if it's really bad, then I'll go to the doctor. You don't know. You know, and I love how, what happens when my third finger on my right hand turns purple? Send. And then you get all these responses. Well, mine turned purple back in 2005, and I had... You don't know. And you're going to base what some person just types on some site? You know, this is almost like just the community bulletin board. You remember those things in the supermarket? You'd have the supermarket bulletin board right near the entrance or the exit. You had a garage sale. You'd stick a thing up there. You were trying to sell your, I don't know, trombone. You'd put that up there, too. That's what the internet is. Anybody can put anything about anything and pose to be whomever they want to be. Are you going to use that as your guidance in life? I sure wouldn't. You know what I use as my guidance in life? I need valuable, useful fitness information. So for that, we turn to one person here on the program. What a segue. It is time for this week's Fit in a Minute. This week, Lisa is talking about bicycle safety. Here is Lisa Ritchie.
Do some basic bike maintenance. Check for rotted tires and brake pads. Make sure the chain is properly lubricated and hasn't rusted. You should learn how to change a bike tire and carry levers and an extra inner tube on your rides. A good bike shop can give you a spring tune-up. Ride with the flow of traffic as far to the right as possible without riding on the sidewalk. Watch out for motorists exiting a parked car, and don't be afraid to own your lane. If you ride facing the flow of traffic, a motorist pulling out of a side street will likely look only at the oncoming traffic before pulling out in front of you. At intersections, stay out of the car's blind spot. They might turn right, cutting you off. Headlights are required on bikes at night, and you should use a red flashing rear light. Common sense indicates everyone should always wear a bike helmet. Be visible, wear bright clothing, and recumbent bikes should have a high flag attached to them. Obey traffic rules. Bicycles are vehicles, too. Stop at stop signs and red lights. Look both ways before flying through an intersection. When passing other cyclists, always announce your intentions. Don't wear headphones or text and talk on your cell phone while riding. I've also seen people wearing flip-flops. Not smart. Cycle safely, wear your helmet, and obey the rules of the road. Be smart and safe. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.